coach of the Wildcats, Darcy Park, joins us. Darcy, how are you?
I'm good, Jason. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm great. Do you know what the all-time record is, Huskies, Wildcats?
No, you know what? I couldn't tell you that. I know. When we first started coaching, probably about 10 years ago, it was actually very, very close. Maybe one or two games either way. And I'm not sure we've ever taken the time to go through the full stats. I mean, the beauty about this rivalry, it's unlike any other where it really doesn't matter what's happened in the past. Is these games usually take on a life of their own.
And, there's always a lot of alumni guys who come out from both sides. It's easily the two biggest games of the year as far as attendance.
Yeah, you know what, and it's exciting. Again, one of the things is, like, we have so many alumni from both teams who, you know, are involved in football still in the community, whether it be coaching at high school or minor levels or refereeing. So it is kind of a nice opportunity where they circle it on the calendar and come out. I know that the Huskies are involved in, I believe it's their 60th year, so it's a big season for them, and we just finished our 65th anniversary, so it's still fresh in the memory, and it's nice when those guys can come out. We had some alumni come by over the past couple weeks and just, again, talk about their experiences and how the memories of these games stay with them for a long time, so I know that our players are excited to play in this game.
65 years the Wildcats have been around. Any alumni from that original team coming out? Anyone still around?
Geez, you're putting me on the spot here. I know that back in the guys back in the day, they used to be affiliated with the Maple Leaf Athletic Club.
Okay.
And that's how we got started on the north side. So we've got all their pictures up, and actually it's some there's Alberta Cup teams that we make sure are prominent in our locker room, and our guys can see how the faces, even though it was 65 years ago, they kind of look like a bunch of guys in their team today. So it's neat, but the original guys are, it's just funny. If you go through, I'm sure both teams can say the same thing. You go through those old rosters, you watch the players, they ended up going up through not only the Huskies or Wildcats, they went to the U of A, and then lots of them ended up with the Edmonton Eskimos and having great, great careers. I think Mayor Bill Smith is one of the prominent Wildcat alumni who came through in those early years. And I mean, there's so many guys I can't even start to mention them.
Darcy Park, head coach of the Wildcats, joins us. Them and the Huskies battling. Both teams had a good start to the season, have struggled recently. Darcy, there was an article recently written by John Shore talking about, how the university should have more older players and guys should be playing junior at 18. I know the rules have changed a lot now, but the thing is, even if 18-year-olds come to your program, a lot of them aren't starting for you, right? You've got a lot of 21 and 22-year-olds. A lot of 18-year-olds kind of get in that system and learn the Wildcats or the Huskies or even the Golden Bears system. It's not where, send an 18-year-old to Darcy at the Wildcats and he's automatically going to get to play.
No, you're 100% right. I think one of the things, and this is all part of the recruiting process and the competitiveness to get good players into your program, it's very rare. The one thing about, elite players are going to have a chance to play. But you'd like to insulate them with veteran guys around them. One of the things that just has to happen is just, like you talked about, playing with men. And the biggest thing for young kids coming out of high school is something like special teams. And, the demand that all of a sudden, and they didn't have to usually play them in high school, and, it wasn't, they didn't practice a lot of special teams, and it wasn't a big emphasis put on it. And all of a sudden they get onto a special team, and it's a real eye-opener. And we kind of found that out. We were on the road for 2 weeks, and we wanted to get a bunch of young guys into the lineup when we came back home, and we put them on special teams, and it was a real eye-opener. And those guys, got to see firsthand how hard you have to work, how physical every play is, and how important it is to get the positive result, and how important special teams are. So it's the first step to earning your way onto the roster. We get to build some trust in the players, and the players get to see how hard you have to study and film and know the people you're going against and understand the systems. And, it's a good stepping stone. And then ultimately you dip them into the offense or defensive systems. But it's just so competitive in recruiting right now that the kids want to play right away. They're training so hard to get to achieve their goals that, they're just in a rush. And sometimes, the best thing is as you talk to kids, and I think we've done a good job in our program, is just saying, it's not, set your standards the way you want. You want to start, that's good. But realistically, if you look at getting on the field, being a number six receiver, being a backup running back, that's going to help you.
Darcy Park joins us. Darcy, not only is it big because it's the annual Huskies versus Wildcats, you know, for both of these teams now, you know, the way the season's gone, one of these teams sweeps this, the other team might be on the outside not even looking for the playoffs. So this is a big back-to-back for you. What does your team need to do better to get a victory?
You know what, I think we were a little bit, we had a great start, and I think we were a little bit excited about that. We had the bye week early, and we came out against Winnipeg, who we knew was going to be a tough team, and we got the lead in a hard-fought game with 2 minutes to go and just couldn't hold it, and that really hurt us. And then Regina, we came out really flat, and that was the first time that we saw our team maybe not being engaged emotionally in terms of just, like, for 60 minutes. We had a major letdown. They got a 17-point lead, and we just couldn't chip away. We still ended up playing pretty well in the second half, but when you give up those easy points, it's hard to turn a game around. For us to be successful, we just really have to, bring our emotional level right from the beginning of the game, and I think that's why we're kind of excited that it's going to be the Huskies. We're not going to have to say anything to our guys. Like I said, this week is about they're playing people who they probably played high school with or have played against all the way growing up, and there's bragging rights on the line, and there's a little bit of pride. And I mean, these are kids, too, as a coaching. These are kids who we recruited, and they decided to go to another program. So, you know, it's important for coaches to make sure that we're putting the players who did choose us into a position to be successful. So when we go recruit the next year, we have some examples of things we've done right. So I'm just looking forward to our guys to really play at an emotional high and be physical and execute.
What is the toughest challenge now with the competition when it comes to recruiting, Darcy?
Oh, geez. I think the biggest thing is it's very hard to tell an 18-year-old who, you know, has high expectations and high dreams. I'm speaking specifically as a junior coach, that maybe not jumping right into something isn't the best thing. Like, I'm a big proponent of, we always talk about, I think I've mentioned it with you too, there's, to be a great CIS player, you have to have, like, two things. You have to be able to handle the academics, and you have to be able to handle the physical thing. And, you know, the majority of the players coming out of high school are good at one and maybe not so good at the other. Very few of them are actually excelling at both. And that's what we try and tell kids is I've been here for 15 years, and we've had players who had no interest in post-secondary school. We're going to just work and move on, and all of a sudden they get a trade. And then all of a sudden they find out that, you know what, school is not, like, post-secondary school is not high school, and there are courses that they can have success in. And all of a sudden they end up getting a business degree on top of their trade, and they're running successful companies now. Junior football allows you that opportunity to kind of dip your toe in the water and see what really interests you. You can be told, okay, you're going to go into this faculty, you're going to take these classes, you're going to stay eligible. And, you know, I from my experience, because I was one of those kids who, when I was getting recruited, I was like, just get me into a faculty and I'll handle it after that. And all of a sudden, when your eligibility is done, you're sitting there going, you know, I got a year left to get my degree, and this is what my degree's in, and you're not, you know, you're not motivated to do it. I think ultimately, if you can find something that you love and you can combine it with a sport that you love, you're going to have a lot of success and you're going to carry on. So that's kind of our message to kids is, you may think you want to do X coming out of high school, but when you get out there in the real life and you get to actually take those classes, there might be something that suits you more and something that you really like, and ultimately your happiness is the biggest thing.
Definitely. Darcy, enjoy the weekend. Good luck on Saturday night. It's always fun to see the dogs and the cats battling it out at Clark Park.
All right, Jason, and we'll look forward to seeing you on Tuesday in a walk a mile in Hershey. We got a bunch of our guys coming out there, so it should be a good event.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, hopefully Coach is doing it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure I'm going to put my size 12 and 300 pounds on a pair of
stilettos. Oh, there you go. Woo. Nice.
All right.
Sexy.